Facebook wants to help you share more than photos and interests. The social networking site now has made it possible for you to share organs. Facebook users who are already organ donors can add that information to their profile and timelines. And if you wish to become an organ donor, you can enroll on Facebook, too.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his friendship with the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs helped inspire the idea. Jobs received a liver transplant before he died last year. And joining us to talk about all this, what it means for donor exposure, John Ogden, spokesman for the Washington Regional Transplant Community. Good to have you, John.
Good to be here.
So give us your take on this. This seems unbelievable, an unbelievable move by Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. This was apparently something that had been in the works for several months. And basically what it's going to allow Facebook users to do is to explain that they are organ, eye, and tissue donors on their Facebook pages so that their friends and social network circles will know this. But it also allows people who might not know how to register, it allows them to register right there through a special app that they've developed on the timeline. And by going to this app, they'll be able to find the donor registry in their state. And it's the exact same thing as if you were to register as a donor at the DMV. So it's great.
Now, John, I know that for a lot of people, there seems to be a stigma or a fear about organ donation. And I would imagine when folks see their friends signing up, this could take some of that away.
Exactly. One of the things that we're hoping comes about as a result of this project is that, you know, folks understand that a lot of people have registered as organ donors. 100 million Americans have registered as of last year to become organ, eye, and tissue donors. And it's a great thing to talk about because it's such a simple way to really make a difference. A single organ donor can save up to 9 lives through the donation of hearts, lungs, kidneys, pancreas. And tissue donors can save upwards of 50 lives. So it's really important that we understand that it's our family and friends that are organ donors. And it's also important for us to understand that there are so many out there who need organs.
Yes. Give us an idea of where we stand with that. How many people actually get organ transplants compared to the need?
Sure. Right now, we have about 114. We have more than 114,000 people in the United States waiting for an organ transplant to save their life. Every day, 18 individuals die because we don't have enough organs. We don't have enough organ donors. Every year, approximately 25,000, give or take, organ transplants take place each year. So we're hoping that, you know, this will increase the number of people who say yes. And the more people who say yes, the fewer people will die while awaiting an organ transplant.
Any final thoughts on this, John?
You know, I would just say if you are an organ donor, go and put it on your timeline, on your Facebook timeline. Most of us are connected. And if you're not, really learn the facts, talk to your family members about it, and really make the decision to save lives.
John, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks so much.
That's John Ogden, spokesman for the Washington Regional Transplant Community.